Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yevamos Daf Yutes, as we continue here in the third parak of Maseches Yevamos. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf takes us into the fourth parak, but now we are in the third. Shlosha Achim, a couple of other permutations relating to brothers and sisters, and we get into also some Shas topics today also, as we'll see, the topics that come up. Okay, so we're on the Yud Ches Amid Beis. We are up to the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Ches Amid Beis, a similar case to the previous cases, but a little different. Shlosha Achim, Shlaimahem Nusum Sheyachio. So again, three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters. The Echa Nasi Nachris, and Levi's married to somebody else. Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, two brothers married to two sisters. Mace Echad mi Bale Achios. Shimon dies. One of the husbands of the sisters die. Vikanas Nasi Nachris is Ishto, and Levi marries her. Levi marries her. What's going to be important from this case? Right? Shimon dies. At that moment, Shimon's wife cannot be Zakuk to Reuven, because Reuven's married to the sister. So Shimon's wife at that moment, we'll call it Nefila Liyibum T1. At that moment, there's an Isser on that woman. And then some Levi marries her. Vumesa Ishto Shosheni. And then Reuven's wife dies, meaning the sister, right? The sister of the one who just married Levi. V'acharkach Mesa Sinachres, and then Levi dies. So what do we say now? This woman, Levi's wife, who had been Shimon's wife, who had been Achos Isha of Reuven, now falls to Reuven. Says the Mishnah, Harezu Asura Alav Olamis. This woman is Usher forever. Why? Ho'o V'nesra Alav Shah Achas. The first time this woman fell to Yibam from Shimon, she was Achos Isha. She was an Erva. So now, even though now she's falling from Levi, and Reuven's own wife died, and therefore she's no longer Achos Isha, it's Usher. She's Usher. Since she was Usher at the first moment, Nefila Liyibam, so she's Usher, even as later on when it's not Achos Isha anymore. Says the Gemara, Shlosha Achim V'chulu, Amar Rabbi Yavina, Hada, he, this is exactly related to the following Yisod, Amar Rav Hila, Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Dome Isser Achios Yevamos, Le Isser Achios She'enon Yevamos. What does that mean? Rav Hila, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, B'shem, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, don't compare two cases. Cases of Achios Yevamos. That's a case that we had earlier, of Achos Zukukaso. Don't compare that to our case where Lamaisa, the woman, was Achos Ishto. Meaning, our Mishnah lays down the rule, if a woman is Achos Ishto, at the first moment of Zika Liyibum, she's also forever. Even if later on it comes out that she has another, she falls again Liyibum to the same person, and this time she's not Achos Ishto, that's still going to be Usher. Achos Ishto is a stronger situation than Achos Zukukasa. We mentioned Achos Zukukasa might be Daraisa. Maybe it's Darabanan, according to the Bavli, might be Daraisa, but it's not going to be strong enough that if it disappears later on and there's a new Zika Liyibum without Achos Zukukasa, then it could be that it's going to become Mutter then. It's going to become Mutter. Sometimes, remember, there are Isurim that become Mutter. But here, since Ashes Ach is Isser of Achos Isha stronger, so that's going to be forever. Kiva de Nasra Nasra La Olam. That's the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, and that's what's reflected by our Mishnah. Again, the first time the woman falls to Yibum, she's Asura to Reuven, because she is Achos Isha. The second time she falls to Reuven, she's no longer Achos Isha, but tough luck, that's maybe it's not tough luck, maybe she doesn't want to do Yibum, but that's the situation. Okay, next Mishnah. This was alluded to in the beginning of the Masechta, this type of Yisod that we're about to learn. Shlosha Achim, Shtaimeyem, Nusim, Sheachios, Ve'echad, Asi Nachar. Same case. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, and Levi is married to another woman. Giresh, new factor. Giresh Echad Mibali Achios, Es Ishto. Shimon divorces his wife. At this moment that Shimon divorces his wife, she becomes Grushas Achiv. We will learn. Grushas Achiv is a Daraisa. Just like Ashes Achiv is a Daraisa, Grushas Achiv, you're also not allowed to marry. So, what happens? Shimon, one of the ones married to the sisters, divorces his wife. Umeis Nasi Nachris, and then Levi dies. Levi, married to the other woman, Levi dies, Meis Nasi Nachris, Vikatsa Megarish. Shimon marries Levi's wife. Shimon's not married anymore right now. Shimon is not longer married. Shimon divorced his wife, who was the sister. Now Shimon marries Levi's wife, and then Shimon dies. Vameis, and now Shimon dies. So who falls to Yibum? Who falls to Yibum to Ruvain? Ruvain's the only one that's still alive. Who falls to Yibum? Shimon only has one wife. Shimon has one wife. What do you mean Shimon has one wife? But Shimon had previously been married to the sister of Reuven's wife. So do we say, oh, because this woman, who is now Shimon's wife, had been possibly the tzara of Achoz Ishto of Reuven, do we say, oh, they can't do Yibum? No. Right now, there's one woman who's falling to Yibum, not related to Reuven. So Zui Sha'amru, the Kula, is exactly what we said earlier, back in the first Mishnah in the whole Masechta, or the first, the second Mishnah that relates to the first Mishnah. Imesu, Oshamienu, Osadisgashu, Oshadimsu, Islandis, Sarosea, Mutaros. If things change before the Zikali Yibim kicks in, then the Tsar is Mutter. Meaning, remember, let's say Ruvain and Shimon, Ruvain's married to Shimon's daughter. Ruvain's married to Shimon's daughter. And then, and Ruvain has a bunch of other wives. And then, Reuven divorces the daughter before he dies. So then the other wives fall to Shimon. Then there's Yibum. There's Yibum. So what that earlier there had been a tsara before the Zika started, right? But if at the moment of the Zika there is no relation, there's no Issa relation, so that is mutter. So to hear. Because Shimon had divorced his wife before he married Leah's, before he married Levi's wife, and then he dies. So then Reuven could even do Yibum. Shlosha achav v'chul agirish, says the Gemara, just an added chiddush. Again, this is how we just explained it, but it's just an added chiddush. Rav Chagai v'shem Reb Zeira, lo sof davar, not only, b'shegirish v'achar kach kanas. Right, what was our case? Remember, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Shimon divorces his wife, one of the sisters. And then Levi dies, and Shimon marries Levi's wife. And then Shimon dies. That's the case. Says the Gemara, it's not only if it happens in that order, that Shimon divorced his wife before he married Levi's wife, even if it's flipped, even if they're actually co-wives for a few moments, right? Ela afilu kanas v'achar kach girish. Let's say, first, what happens? Again, Levi dies, and then Shimon marries Levi's wife. And then Shimon divorces his wife, and then Shimon dies also. Even though there was a moment that they were tsaras together, but it was before the Zika kicked in. That's also Hadi to Tanina. That's also included in the Mishnah. Shemesu onis garshu tsarosi and mutaros. That's also included. There's a fancy lashon in the Bavli to explain this. Meaning, what's the fancy lashon? We'd say that the key moment, as I just explained, is the moment of the Zika Libum. You don't go by the moment of the marriage. Oh, they had been married earlier and therefore they're considered tsaras. What's that called in Bavli lashon? Misa mapeles. But not nisuin rishonim mapilim. You don't go by the original marriage, they were tsaris, and therefore they'll always be considered co-wives. So even after he divorced his wife, Ruvain's not going to have a connection of Yibam. No. We say misa mapelas. The key moment is the Zika liyibam. That's the key moment when it comes to Yibam, and to determine whether there is a Zika. And because here, at the moment of the Zika, there's no achos isha, therefore Yibam is possible. Reb Yudin, af Reb Elazar mode. And even Reb Elazar would agree to this. Who's Reb Elazar? Reb Elazar says as follows, elsewhere. Reb Elazar said, a man divorced his wife. And then he was machzer grushaso. He married her again, and then he dies. Is there Yibum? So Reb Elazar says no. Because this woman, what do you mean? This woman's an almanas achiv, right? There's no children? No. Because this woman had been grushas achiv at one time, and grushas achiv is asur, so there's no mitzvah of yibum. Even though now there's almanas achiv, right? You might say the other sheet is argued with Balazar. What do you mean? So what? There was gerushin, but now there was a new marriage, and he dies, so you could do yibum. So even Reb Elazar, who says in that case that grushas achiv sticks, he would agree in our Mishnah. He would agree on our Mishnah that because at the moment that, you gotta explain what the difference is, but because at the moment that, Shimon divorced his original wife, which is the sister and then he married Levi. Because at that moment there was no Zika, there was no Tzara, therefore it would be allowed. Amar Rav Yosi V'yos. Rav Yosi says, I'll prove to you, I'll remember that the key moment is the Zika Liiba moment. Why? After all, Ilu Misha Yelo Banim V'mesu, if somebody has children, and then they die, they predecease him. So at the moment that he dies, he has no children. What, his wife doesn't do Yibam? Yes, she does. She does. You go at the moment that the Zika is created. So what? There was children beforehand, but if at the moment that he dies, there was no children, so that's that, therefore there is a miss of Yibam. So Taman, just like over there, Fuhu Shahayu Lo Banim Bishas Misa, the key to take away the mitzvah of Yibam is if he had children at the time of his death. And if he doesn't, there's Yibam. So to hear, v'hacha v'husha teit tzara, switch that word, b'shas misa. You go by, is there a tzara of achuz ishto at the moment that Shimon dies? And there wasn't, because Shimon had previously divorced the wife of, you know, the wife that happens to be Reuven's wife's sister. And because at the moment of the Zika, there is no problem, therefore it is all okay. Vikulan, here we go. Vikulan, all. Who's all? All those 15 women that we had back in the first Mishnah. Right, we just spoke about it. If those 15 women lose their relation before, you know, the death, so then that also, that's not mashpia. But what happens here? Vikulan, let's say Reuven's married to Shimon's daughter. Reuven does a suffik gerushin to Reuven's daughter, and then he dies. So you're not sure if this is Grusha Zachiv or Amana Zachiv. Or let's say he does a suffik marriage. So we're not sure if Reuben is married to Shimon's daughter or not, and then he dies. So all these cases of Sveikos, as you can imagine, we're not sure if there's a Chiyav of Yibam or not. So if there's a marriage, then all the other women are Tsaras, and therefore they get off scot-free, right? It's Tsaras Erva. But if there's no marriage, then they have to do something. So Vakulan, Shahayulan Kidushin or Gerishin Bisafik, Hare Iluchos Lomas Yambo. So you have to do Chalitza just in case. You have to do Chalitza just in case. Kate says, the Gemara says, Kate says Safik Kidushin. What are cases of Safik Kidushin? How can you be Safik married? You marry or you don't get married. So here it is. Zarak La Kidushah. A man throws the woman her Kidushin. Right? Usually you give the woman her Kidushin. But he throws it to her. Safik Karavlo, Safik Karavlo. And it's unclear whether the Kiddushin was within her zone, within her Rishus. Savik Karavlo, Savik Karavlo. Zehu, Savik Kiddushin, Savik Kiddushin. What exactly is the case? Explains the Pnei Moshe based on the Gemara, the Bavli, and the Rashi. There's 8 amos between the man and the woman. Exactly. Exactly 8 amos. And the Kiddushin was, the money was thrown. You're not sure where it landed. Not sure where it landed. On the line. If it's closer to her, that's Dalet Amos, so she's married. Or maybe you knew exactly where it landed. There's a machlokas between the Edim. Right? One Eid said, two Edim say, oh, it was closer to him. Two Edim say it was closer to her. So either way, that is the Suffolk. That is Suffolk Kiddushin. So in that case, that is the case where we do Chalitza and not Yibam. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim. It's by Get also, because some say this is also the case of Suffolk Get. We're going to get to it. We know the Gemara says in Bavitzi in the first parak in the Bavli, Kinyan Dalet Amos is a Kinyan Durabanan. It's a Takana Durabanan so people don't get into fights. Right? I'm about to pick something up in Rishus HaRabim. I'm about to bend down and somebody comes and swoops down and takes it before I get to pick it up. I'm about to pick it up. I'm bending down. The Gemara says there's too much problems. You know, Chazal say, if it's within your Dalet Amos and you have Chavana to acquire it, you're Kone Emi Durabanan. Is there a Kinyan Durabanan that could be Kone for marriage Midaraisa? There are many Kinyanim that are recognized Minatora, but there are some Kinyanim that the Rabbanan created. Kinyan Chalipin is based on Sukkim and Rus. Right? So if there's a Kinyan Durabanan, could that create a Chalos Kiddushin Daraisa? It was Niknet to the woman with a Durabanan mechanism. So do we say that could be Kone Midaraisa? So the Ramban in Meseches Gittin Daf Ayin Ches says, oh, called him Mekadesh, I died to the Rabbanan Mekadesh. Right? The Rabbanan have the ability to control marriage. That's what the Ramban says. V'tayma de Masnisan, Mishim de Kon de Mekadesh, de Ha'arba Amos, Gufaya, B'chol Makam, Dvar Torah, Inakonos. Because usually, there's no, just because it's within Dalet Amos of you, that's a Kinyan. Midaraisa, no. It's a kinyan derabanan. Called the Makadesh. Oh, that is a unique application. Usually, what is called the Makadesh? Called the Makadesh means, most of the cases are, you're married, and there's a get. Does the get work or not? So we might say, oh, the get's gonna work, and we're gonna uproot your marriage. Even though you might say the get, oh, we're gonna say the get works and uproot your, but to create a marriage? Right? To create it? Called the Makadesh, and they but what if it wasn't close? What if it wasn't close to her? So that's it's a chiddush to apply called a makadesh in this regard. There are other applications. You know, if somebody gets married, you know, we might say they're abundant of the power to say you're not married if you got married in an inappropriate way. So we can say you're not married. That's also, you know, maybe their power, they're abundant. But if you have a suffix marriage, the rabbanan would say called a makadesh if it could work with a kinyan or with a kinyan drabbanan. Okay, so that's the Ramban. If you look in the Meiri, Meiri's gorgeous. It's one line. You have to appreciate. But what does the Meiri say there on Daf Ayin Ches? The Meiri says, you know why it works? You know why Kinyan Dal Ramas works? Again, and the if it's only a suffix, then it's a suffix about a Drabanan. But Rechoshesh says the Meiri, V'nirin li advarim, kistam mishnasenu, sha'afir shosarabim gemura b'mashma, ule inyin get, sh'me'achar sha'al karcha misgareshes, b'kniya kala kontehu. You have less of a standard by Gittin. What do you mean? What is he quoting? Since it's Balkarcha Miskareshes. Ah, Ksos Simin Resh. What does the Ksos say there? We haven't spoken about this in a long time, but it's going to come up over the next couple of months. Be'ez Hashem, Yevamos, Ksubos, Nadar, Gittin, Kiddushin. So the Ksos talks about, right? The Ksos says, isn't it interesting that by Gittin you have two halachas that don't apply by regular kinyanim? Number one, Balkarcha. Rad Mida Raisa, a man could divorce his wife Balkarcha. Number two, you can write a get on Isuri Hana'a and give it to the woman. Right? Why are both of those true? You can't do that by other kinyanim. That's where the Ksos develops the idea that gitin is not a kinyan like other kinyanim. By get, you need a nesina. You need a maisa nesina. Right? V'nasan biyada. And because you need a maisa nesina, sometimes that could have higher standards. That sometimes that could have lower standards. So here, even balkarcha, you can't do a kinyan balkarcha, but you can do a nesina balkarcha, right? You can't do a kinyan with a suri hana. You have to be zoche. So those two halachas reflect. That's why he talks about you can't give a shtar matan on isuri hana. And that's the principle where he quotes bon keechad. How could the woman get the get? She has to have her own rishus to get the get. But right, masha kana isha kana baila, but she has to get the get. But you can only be, so it's like a circular problem. She can only get a get if she only has her rishus, but only, she only gets her rishus when she only has the get. That's the principle in halacha of bo'in ke'echad. It comes at the exact same time. So what does that mean? Says the Ksos, that only works by a nesina, not by a kinyan. By a kinyan, it has to be yours first before it becomes yours. So the Ksos, the Meiri here seems to be relating to that idea. He says, Shemeacha shabal karcha misgareshes. So you have less standards. Even a kinyan to Rabbanan. Could be Kona for this regard. It could be in the Sina. It could be in the Sina. Okay. So that's Suffolk. Kiddushin, I related it to Gerushin also. I'm saying this whole thing by Kiddushin also. So you'd have to say Ishkes Havaya Liyatsiya. Right? In certain regards. The Kiddushin is compared, even though Kiddushin cannot be Balkarcha. But that's the discussion by Gerushin, but some of those principles could apply to Kiddushin too. That's why I say it here. But again, you're right that the original, that discussion is by Gerushin. Okay. Case of Suffolk Gerushin. What's the case of Suffolk Gerushin? Says the Gemara, the following. The Gemara is going to say that these really aren't true cases of Suffolk Gerushin. Really, these cases are cases of Gerushin Mida Oraisa, but not Mida Rabbanan. They're okay, get me da raisa, but me da rabbanan. Well, the rabbanan knocked out this get. Somebody writes a get. Usually, how does a get written? It's written by a sofer. What if there's a get that's written by the husband himself in his own signature, but there are no edim? There are no edim signed on the get. So that's pasul me da rabbanan. Pasul me da raisa. Get me da raisa, pasul me da rabbanan. Yesh lav edim ve'in lav zman. Right? There are edim, but there's no date. Chazal said you need to put a date in for one of two reasons, right? One of them is that, you know, a woman can be mizana, and then the husband has rachmanis on her, and he'll divorce her with a pre, she was already divorced by the time she was mizana. So, she's not chayiv misa. So that's why you have to write a date in the get. Yesh bo zman ve'in bo le'edecha. There is a date, and there's only one aid. So in all these cases, there is a suffix gerishin. That's a suffix gerishin. So in all these cases, you have to have chalitza, not yibam. Says the Gemara. Less can suffic gerishin mamish. So Gemara says, as I just said, these aren't really Safek Gerushins. They're Gerushins that are good midaraisa and possible midarabanan. Safek Gerushins are parallel to exactly what the first case was. He throws a get to her, Safek Karev La, right? Look at the next line. Ketzad Safek Kiddushin. Zarek La Kiddushia, Safek Karev La, Safek Karev La, Zeo Safek Kiddushin. Vahacha, Zarek La Gita, Safek Karev La, Safek Karev La, Zeo Safek Gerushin. A real case of Safek Gerushin would be this case, the parallel to the Kiddushin case. So just to note, the halach is true in the Mishnah, but it's not really called Safek Gerushin. Each of those cases we could spend a lot of time on, right? Ksav Yado, and Ein Echad, and Ein Bozman. So we'll keep that in mind. Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Chalafta, d'min Hava, right? Or d'min Haifa, or d'min Huna. V'kulan, im nises bo lo teitzi. In these three cases of the gittin that are good gets midaraisa, but not good gets midarabanan, what if she gets married, im nises, right? If she got married with this get, right? The man divorced his wife. Reuven divorced Shimon's daughter with this get, and she married someone else. So she's allowed to stay married. She's allowed to stay married to this woman. Lotei, say why? Because what's going to happen if you say no, that this wasn't a good get? And meanwhile, Reuven had died. Reuven was married to Shimon's daughter, and Reuven divorced this woman with this kind of get, and then Reuven dies. And then she goes to marry somebody else. If we say, no, you can't stay married, you know what that's going to reflect? Oh, so she really was still fully married to Reuven. So all of her co-wives were really also to Reuven. What if one of them had done Yibum? And what if there are children there? Right? Mamzeira's issues. You know what? Stay married so we could, everybody realizes that on a Torah level, it was a good get and they weren't co-wives. Shalola hotzi liza al baneha. We don't want laws on those children, and therefore, so you can stay married. Again, midaraisa, it's a good get. Good. So now we're about to have, another case, which again, the yesod is gonna be, when can a woman stay married? When can a woman not stay married? So the rule is basically gonna be, if it's a good get midaraisa, we're gonna allow you to stay married. Even though you didn't do the right thing, you shouldn't have gotten married. If it's not a good get midaraisa, you're gonna have to leave your husband. As we're gonna see. So, what's the case here? Again, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon is married to Reuven's daughter, and he gives her a get, one of these gitim sulim, and then he dies. Again, the case that we've been talking about. Again, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon's married to Reuven's daughter. Shimon gives a get to this woman, so you're not sure if they're still married, and you're not sure if it's tsaris or tsaris erva, you don't know, and then Shimon dies. So what's the halacha? So bitoshen nisays lashuk begetzeh. What if the daughter marries out, so then to lashuk lo teitzi, she stays with that husband kedei lazuk tsarasa lavia. She stays so that the other tsarists, if they did yibum, we're not going to cause problems with them and then cause mamzerus. And after all, bidaraisa is a good get, so they weren't tsaras. Tsarasa shenisays lashuk begetzeh. But what if the tsara? If the tsara goes, right, again, Shimon gave this get, and then he dies, and then one of the tsaras goes to marry someone else without getting Yibum Chalitza. One second, on a Torah level, she was not a tsara serva. On a Torah level, right? She got married to someone without getting Yibum Chalitza, she treated herself as a tsara serva. But on a Torah level, she's not a tsara serva. Right, it's only midrabanan we say the get is no good. So Teitzei, so in that case, right, that's a suffake of she violated the issue of Amalashuk on a Torah level. On a Torah level, right, there was Gerushin, and therefore she needs Yibum Chalitza. That's what we're gonna say, Teitzei. Or what about the opposite? Bitoshin Niseis La'achiv. What happens in this case there was a third brother? Again, Reuven's married to Shimon's daughter. Reuven's married to Shimon's daughter, and Reuven gives this get puzzle, so to speak, to the wife. And then this woman goes and marries Levi. Bito shenisseis la'achiv begetzeh. So Teitzei, that's Teitzei. Why do you have to leave? Because Levi thought, again, what happened? Reuven was married to Shimon's daughter. Reuven gave this get to Shimon's daughter, and then Levi marries her. One second. This is either grushas achiv, or almanas achiv. If it's almanas achiv, there's a mitzvah of yibum. So Levi is good. But if it's grushas achiv, then you're not allowed to marry grushas achiv. So what do we say? Midaraisa, this is a good get. So midaraisa, this is grushas achiv. Levi, teitzei. Right, teitzei. Again, the rule is, if it's midaraisa, it's a good get. So therefore, we have to consider her grushas achiv, not yibum, and therefore teitzei, and therefore you have to leave. Sarasa shinesez lachiv getzeh, but what if the tsara marries the brother? So then that's fine. Afilu lavia, lo teitzei. That would be okay, because then that would be just a mitzvah of yibum. Right, either it's the sister of a possible grusha. Okay, there's no problem with that. Right, so therefore that would be okay. Period. Tani. So we're talking about these three gittin, these three shtaras. Again, what were the three shtaras? One of them was didn't have witnesses on them signed. One of them that was only ksav yad. One of them didn't have a date. One of them only had one aid. So what about outside of hilchas gittin? What about in hilchas milve? You write a shtar milveh like this. Write a loan document. So, Tani, shlosha shtaras halalu, gova mi b'nei chorin. What happens if you have three documents? You could collect from unencumbered properties. One of those words that are only used, right, in the base medrash. Vein, or in a court of law. Vein, gova mina mishubadin. But not from mishubadin. What does that mean? As we know, the rule is elsewhere that if I lend money, and then somebody wants to collect, so they could collect from my own property, B'nei Chorin. But what if I had sold property since the time of the loan, and I don't have enough to pay back? So if it's a milveh bishtar, the malveh could go collect from those properties, the mishubadim. Because the Gemara says about Basra, there's a kol, everybody knows about documents. But if it's not a milveh bishtar, if it's only a milveh alpeh, so then you can only collect from my stuff. Stuff that I sold, you can't fault the people that bought it. It wasn't their fault. So these documents, says the Braiso, you have to treat as if they're not documents. Govim may be de chorin. You can only collect from the property that the lova has. You can't be govim mishubadim. Amar abiba, hadot atemer bishlo huksa kashtar biyada malve. Reba says that makes sense only if the shtar hasn't been verified. The lova didn't come to Bezdin and say, yeah, that's my signature. That's my writing. Only if the lova didn't do that. But if the lova had come and had verified, again, there are other ways to verify shtaras, not for now. But if the star had been verified in Bezdin, then you treat it like a real star, and you could even be gove from Mishubadim, from other properties. That's what Rabbi Ba says. Rabbi Yosa says, one second. Rabbi Yosa boy. If it hasn't been verified, and there are no edim, then even from B'nei Chorin, even from his own property, he shouldn't be able to collect. If somebody comes to court and says, you owe me money, prove it. So if these shtaras are not called shtaras, and they're not verified, then you shouldn't be able to collect for anything. So, no. The only time that we would treat it even as a milveh alpeh is where the lova has verified. So why would we say you cannot collect from mishubadim, from other stuff that has been sold? 2 days. Amar of bisna mishum kibibne kanunya. We think there's collusion here. We think there's a conspiracy. Why? Right? The lova owes the malveh $100,000. And he sold property in the interim. So the lova says to the malveh, I'll pretend. Let's say I'll say that it's a good shtar. You'll be able to collect from the other guy, and then we'll split the funds. So no. Even if it's verified, no good from mishubadim. You can only collect from the lova himself. That's mishum kenunya, right? Because maybe these properties were really sold earlier. Maybe they were sold earlier, and the malveh has no rights to them. Rabbi Avun, Amar Rebreshu Pasol. Rabbi Avun says, no. You know why you can't collect? Because you didn't follow what the rabbi said about writing shtaras. It's pasol, right? You can't do that. Look what the Karban Eda says, third white line. Kol she'ena shtara sui ketakanas hachamim pasol. You didn't follow exactly what the rabbanan told you to do, so it's pasol. Says the Gemara. Ad kedun, which is a big topic, not for now. Ad kedun bishalov azokin v'shibet azokin. This makes sense, explains Rabbi Avun. I'll prove to you that my reason is right. The reason that you can't collect from the shtar is not because you're worried about a kanunya, you're worried about collusion, and no, the reason is because you didn't follow what the rabbi said. Because I'll prove to you there's a case where it's impossible to have any collusion. What's a case? Where the loved died. and since the loan. Ad kadum b'shalov azakev v'shibet azakin. Where the love borrowed and the love sold the property. Love azakev v'shibet aben islachamem rebini kanunya. What if the love had borrowed the money, but then died, and his son sold other properties? Those properties were for sure after the loan. So those properties are for sure meshubed. You can't collect from those properties. And yet, what does the Brisa see to say? What do we say? You can never. There's always a chash. You can't use this document. It must be the reason is a kanunya, but it's because of what I said. Lo mebneishu pasul. It's because it's pasul. Therefore, you didn't follow what the rabbi said. And therefore, that even if there's no chash of collusion, there's no chash of hanky panky stuff going behind the scenes, still it's going to be not allowed. And therefore, Rav Avun says that proves my reason of psul. Also, Amar Rabbi Avun, I'll also prove to you that I'm right again with the second reason. Vatani apagite nashim kain. The same issue is with a get. These types of gitin are not going to be allowed. Islachal membership kinunya, there's no issue of conspiracy by a gitin. It's only by monetary. So, lo mevadeshu pasul, vachavadeshu pasul. So it must be because of the reason of psul, not because of the reason of kinunya. That's what he says. The idea of not following what the Rabbanan said and therefore it's going to be totally puzzle is used in a totally different context. Minchas Chinuch, again, a very big topic. Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah Lamed Aleph discusses. What's mitzvah Lamed Aleph? Kiddush. Kiddush. The Rabbanan told us how to make Kiddush, how to fulfill the mitzvah of Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. What if I do it differently? That's the Minchas Chinuch Safek. Once the rabbis told me how to fulfill a mitzvah Daraisa, if I fulfill it in a different way, am I yotzei midaraisa, but don't just get a problem midrabanan? Or do I say I'm not even yotzei midaraisa? Right? I come home and I pick up the cup of wine. I say, Shabbos is awesome. I love Shabbos. Don't you? Baruch Hashem, Mekadesh Shabbos. Right? I make up my own bracha. Right? Does that work? He said, what about benching? I make up my own benching by still mentioning all the themes that have to be mentioned. What about davening? All of these are all tsuris. Right? Outside of this, again, these are all different, but first off in Shas, right? The Rabbanan said, the first Mishnah, you have to say Kriya Shema by Chatzos. Right? And if not, right, Kedil Hakos Adam in Aveira. What happens if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I didn't say Kriya Shema yet? Should I say it? So 2 days in Rabbeinu Yonah. One day is, of course, say it. The Rabbanan told you not to, but if you didn't say it yet, of course you do. There's a day in Rabbeinu Yonah, on Daf Aleph in the Rif, that says, the Rabbanan knocked out the time for Kriya Shema. Too late. It's too late. It's not time for Kriya Shema anymore. Unbelievable. There's different permutations, ramifications. Shofar on Shabbos. The Rabbanan told me you don't blow shofar on Shabbos. What if I do? Right? Do I get the mitzvah daraisa but just get an aveira drabanan? Do I not even get the mitzvah daraisa? All these are different. You might not say it's the same rule in all these cases, but this is the issue that's brought up in the Gemara about psul. Psul. If I didn't write a shtar like the rabbis told me to write, so then it's going to be a problem. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about here, but we'll have to stop now.